Travis Martin, 55. Jeff Wright, 43. Back deep is Steve Davis, 35 for the Steelers. Flanking him are Harrison, 46, and Preston Pearson, 26. The field's in pretty good shape. It has been vacuumed off. Box will be kicking against the wind.
A tense football game, Kurt. This could be one of the really important plays. The opening kickoff. You'll see where the tension's at.
Number 56 to trip him up. So Pittsburgh puts the ball in play on their 36-yard line with a first down on the backfield of Bradshaw, number 12 at quarterback. Rocky Blair, number 20. Frankie Harris, 32, the running back. The wide receiver coming at you. Shanklin, 25. Frank Lewis, 43 on the other side. And the tight end is Larry Brown, 87. Jeff Wright, the strong safety, came up. The interior line, John Cole, 55. Strongest man on the team up front. Black, 50, left guard. Mansfield, never missed a game in 11 seasons at center, 56. Jerry Mullins, the right guard, 72. Gordon Gravel, 71, the right tackle. Second down, 7. The Steelers on their 39. Just underway. Bradshaw's worn that beard the last month. He lost his footing. So that spots the ball on the 39 and makes it third and 7.
Their first shot of the
14-man huddle.
Yeah, I was going to say that was the first shot of it. You've got them all out there and they're coming off rather slowly.
Winston's coming off. And let's see. Also, they delay. Jim Marshall comes out and Hilgenberg comes out. 11 men have to be on the field at the snap of the ball. Terry Brown's gone in. Third and 7. They're looking for a pass, the Vikings. Bradshaw will accommodate. Trying to get out of the pocket. He's tripped up. There was a great charge by Bob Wurtsema.
That's twice, though.
Also, Alan Page, who got a hand on his ankle.
That's twice. It looks like that both guys have slept out there. The time before it was Harris. And this time it was Bradshaw. Let's watch Page come in.
Great movement by Page. He's just going to the outside. The three-man rush. He gets by Jim Clark.
And ran over Cobb there with number 55. He put some pressure on him, didn't he?
All right. Sam McCollum is back deep. Along with Nate Wright. Punt formation. Bobby Walden. Average 39 yards a kick. He should have a win behind him. And it's a boomer. McCollum, the rookie of Montana State, takes it on the 13. Ooh, he's blasted down. Covering that kick was Ed Bradley, the headhunter. Number 38. A punt of 53 yards. And now we'll watch the Vikings go to work. First down for Minnesota.
Much of the talk this week is that Fran Tarkenton will be rolling out of that pocket. The idea, get away from that fearsome rush. Now there's great pride in both defensive units. You've seen the pride of the Vikings. Now the Steelers are at it.
Target in the quarterback. 14-year career in the National Football League. Dwight White is the starting right end. Coming out of the hospital to start the Super Bowl IX. Foreman, Osborne, the running back. Target and scrambles and John Gilliam, wide receiver number 42, was playing, you notice, on his left wrist with a crack there. He has a broken wrist that he's been playing with.
I think it's also interesting, Kurt, that on the first play from the scrimmage, there was the rollout. We have talked about that in the pregame show. And so, but Tarkenton was called a scrambler for a long time. He kind of resented that because he says, I always just do what I feel like I have to do. And to get away from a big rush, the rollout is one of the best things you can do. And that's the guy he's got to depend on, too, Chuck Foreman.
There's a dangerous man, Foreman. First down, Vikings on their 34. Take the Foreman. already targeted and is trying to open up. He's gone to the air twice in the first two plays. This telecast presented by the National Football League, intended for the private use of our audience. Any rebroadcast or other use of this telecast without the express written consent of the National Football League is prohibited. Al?
We might keep our eye on Jack Lambert. It looks like a situation where Fran might want to put it in the air, but he also might want to go straight up. So 58 could be the target. This man is the heart of it. You bet he is. Joe Green attacking that middle, stopping him cold. Lambert helping out on the play.
The yard gain, it's third and nine for Minnesota. Elsie Greenwood, 68, the left end. Joe Green, the left tackle. Ernie Holmes, 63, the right tackle. Dwight White, 78, the right end. They led the National Football League in getting to the quarterback. And now, taken out of the game is Ernie Holmes. Kicker, but he's going against the strong breeze now. And Lynn Swan, a rookie, an excellent punt returner. Second all time in one season, returning punts for total yardage is 88, and 27 is Glenn Edwards. Mike Eisheid on fourth and nine, no score. 3 minutes gone, first period. 22, Terry Bradshaw, been outstanding in postseason play, hitting 56% of his passes. Harrison Blyer behind him. Look out. That's Eller. Eller may have touched somebody. If he did, it was encroachment. He was drawn off. It's a legal procedure. And it's a legal procedure. Eller went right through the gap and didn't touch anyone. So he's drawn off by Gordon Gravel, who had a false start, number 71. Right now, the Steelers cannot get on track on offense.
One of the things I think you can expect at this particular time of the game, Kurt, is that there's going to be some nervousness on both teams' part. Eller's an experienced veteran. He saw a movement and took off, got 5 yards.
First and 15 for Pittsburgh from their 37. Blyer holding through at the 50.
Oh, wow.
And that war veteran has a first down. He's brought to the turf by Jeff Wright.
We're talking against Oakland. Rocky Blyer was a guy that gained right close to 100 yards. You'll see this little trap play come right back up through the middle. A beautiful hole. Nobody's in there. Winston's gone. Seaman's gone. Krause is the first one to fix him up. If you could get a good performance out of Rocky Blyer today, everybody's looking for Franco Harris, but nobody looks for Rocky Blyer.
Our first down, the Steelers have it. They're on the Minnesota 45. On a comeback. Harris tackled by Alan Page, all-pro tackle at the 41 of Minnesota. Franco, 5 games this year, over 100 yards. Slow start, but he came strong. 2 of his 3 years with the Steelers, he's gained 1,000 yards. He can go inside or out. Second down, 6 for Pittsburgh on the Viking 41-yard line. We haven't seen a slot back and 2 wides on the same side.
It didn't work.
It didn't work. They're trying to get Harris outside. They were trying to hook that left in Eller, and a flag went down. Jeff Wright made the tackle.
Keep in mind when we see that formation, the one thing it is doing, it is virtually telegraphing that you might go wide to that side. The Steelers obviously have some counter situations.
Jim Marshall, the defensive captain, a medical marvel at the age of 36. He had pneumonia 6 weeks this year and kept playing. Spent 3 or 4 days in a hospital. All he has to do is get in shape, is circle the goalpost once in the summer, and he's underway.
The old medical marvel.
He sure is. This is a clipping penalty against Pittsburgh. It's back to the Steeler 44-yard line. They have now a second and 19.
Second and 19, Kurt. Jackie Wallace on the far side is number 25. He's going to be looking at the leading receiver, Frank Lewis, number 43.
Bradshaw's been trying to get that running game going. Curves it out to Lewis. Lewis at the 45. He's the fastest player in the Steelers club. And he's back to the Minnesota 45, where he's upended by Wally Hilgenberg, the veteran outside linebacker. Good block by John Cole.
One of the things, Kurt, that you try to do when you've had an unfortunate penalty like they had is you try to get the penalty back on the first play so it'll be second down. And you see this, that's Cole coming out, number 55, I believe. But the main thing is a very conservative play in a way. You throw it out to a guy that has the potential of breaking it all the way. And they did. They get back. Now it's third down and about 8 or 9 yards to go.
Third and nine. Don. Steelers in Viking territory in the Viking 44, no score. Anklin and Lewis is still in there as wide receiver. Good rush on him. Oh, he's checked. Well, I imagine that Minnesota front four is tired of hearing about the Pittsburgh front four. Alan Page in there.
The first move is so important. There's the head slap on Jim Clark. This man has power and speed. He is great football.
Zero, I don't remember the title, but he was the first defensive player to be the most valuable player in the National Football League. Is that right? There we go.
That's right.
Isn't that amazing?
He had as good a year this year, Don, as he did that year.
He had not a good year last year, though, Kurt. Everybody was a little upset about him. He came back. He said, look, I'm a great football player, and I know that.
Grand target and a quarterback. He's been good, and he's been durable. He's never missed a game in his career because of an injury. First down, Vikings under 14. Excellent outside linebacker. He's going to be one of the greats before he's through from Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Later at Penn State University.
He's already made the All-Pro team this year. Jack Hamm. There we go.
One of the things we also want to look at, we mentioned the rollout. Well, the defense of the Pittsburgh Steelers have many maneuvers. You'll see Joe Green occasionally go to the outside, L.C. Greenwood filling to the inside, all both looking for run and particularly rush to play.
Last spreads left, and to the right is John Gilliam. Second and 12 for the Vikings. They're going against the wind in this period. Targeting, quick hit. And it's good to the 17-yard line to Dave Osborne coming out of the backfield. And there's the rookie, Jack Lambert, the only rookie starter for the Steelers, the middle linebacker. They call him Hayseed. He's tall. Look at him, 6 feet four.
I'd call him Mr. Hayseed.
I would, too.
He made a misser on that one.
Maybe a game-saving tackle against Oakland when he brought down Cliff Branch in the open field.
Key third down situation. Fran is not known for being conservative. He may try to attack Mel Blount, number 47. He's got Jim Lash on that side. Chuck Horn, deep.
Gilliam, he's got one side. He's got a slot on this side, too.
Target is 2 out of 4 in passing. Back he goes again. This is blocked, and it's hit there by L.C. Greenwood. Look at the golden shoes. He stands 6 feet 6 and a half.
The Steelers
are over.
Yeah. Golden shoes. The thing about it really is, to be redundant, but you've got a guy like this, nobody's slowed him down. He's got his gold shoes working, that big hand thrown. And I know from a quarterback standpoint, that's the thing that really does bother you. These big guys are getting bigger and taller. But Fran's not a real tall quarterback. He's a little over 6 feet, maybe.
All right, in punt formation, Mike Eichheit, Swan and Edwards are deep. Eichheit kicking against that wind. Well, enough this one, but he gets a pretty good bounce for it. This will be an excellent kick when it winds up on the Pittsburgh 47. Right now, as Pittsburgh takes over, let's go down to Charlie Jones. They have a flag drop, by the way. Let's see what this one's about. Might be an eligible member of the kicking team downfield. They have to hold up
in the interior. If that's the case, Kurt, it could be a real big plus for the Pittsburgh team because you check that old computerized football we were talking about, but it really is true. If you've got to kick off, say, another time, or if you have to punt another time, the pressure really is on the kicking team then. They've got to go back and do it again. Whatever it is, it's a big contest out there. What's it going?
Must be complicated. This is a personal foul clipping against Minnesota.
Now how can you clip when you're kicking? I just ask you. I don't have the answer, folks. Nobody's perfect. They're going to kick it again, it looks like.
Yeah, it'll be half the distance to the goal. He had a 37-yard kick that time with no return.
You know, one of the things that the new kick rule has brought in this year is in when the lineman, offensive lineman, cannot go downfield until the ball's been kicked and all that sort of jazz. But this is called, you can put an awful lot of pressure on old Mike Eyeshide right there.
Well, you know, he's been getting a couple of bad snaps so far. We're going to see probably the best field position of the game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And this, there's going to be some interesting movement going on at the line of scrimmage and particularly trying to stop those men coming downfield.
I'd say they're going to be in field goal position no matter what this time.
Fourth and 16 for the Vikings. Eyeshide will kick out of the end zone.
And it's lonely there, Mike. Good, son. Good.
Swan and Edwards are waiting for the ball in Viking territory. The low kick. Edwards fields it on the 44, trying to get a return right going. 45. Whoa! He saw a man coming, and that is Matt Blair. And he said, Matt, I don't want you. And he tried to skid to a halt and held up.
It is Matt Blair, I think. What he's trying to do is, you're right, Kurt. They're trying to set it up to the outside. This field is a little bit slippery there. We've had some rains. We mentioned, you see, he just slipped, and that's Matt Blair coming across it there, and he lays one to him. But it's still a good field position. They're in Viking territory inside the 45.
7 minutes, 20 seconds to go in the first period. No score. Neither team is threatened. Pittsburgh has a better field position. First down. Lewis waist high, he couldn't hold on to the bullet pass. He had inside position on Jackie Wallace. I think that's who they're going to work on in the Viking territory.
Well, there's no doubt about that. But also coming out of the backfield, and they rarely throw to it, was Rocky Blyer. He was isolated on Wally Hilgenberg, one-on-one. We might watch for that.
There's a little play fake in there, too, just to add to that comment there. There's a play fake. They faked the ball to Franco Harris. Try to hold the middle linebacker in so he can throw that down in there. Again, you isolate even more the cornerback.
And a down 10 for the Steelers in the backing 44. This is a draw play, and Harris, only a couple of yards, had to fight his way through Minnesota defenders. Doug Sutherland, who now is a starter, he beat out Gary Larson this year. He's from Butt Grant's hometown of Superior, Wisconsin. Alan Page, so far playing an awesome game at tackle. Now, Bob Lertzema has come in. Going out is Roy Winston. Randy Poeltl is in, and Terry Brown is in. And they bring out Wright and Hilgenberg. The Wright stays in. They're looking for a pass on third and eight.
Marshall came out there.
Pass is complete for a first down to Larry Brown, the tight end of Kansas. They don't use him too much, but they got him that time. First down, Steelers.
Again, you see Page, number 88. They're doubling Page. They're coming back in there and getting pretty good this time. Not a great deal of protection, but just enough. The ball was slightly thrown behind Brown. As you said, they haven't used him that much, as you can see by his reception this year. But a real key, I think, today, because they may try to double the two outside receivers because of their speed.
6 minutes to go in the first period. No score. The Steelers are flexing. On first down, Blyer checks over the 25. Met at the 22-yard line by Wally Hilgenberg of Iowa. He was with the Steelers, by the way, in 67.
You know, it's interesting as you look at these two offenses. One likes to run to its right. That is the Minnesota Vikings. Well, when you've got Ron Yeary, you like to do it. With John Call for the Pittsburgh Steelers, they like to go left, and they do it very well.
Pittsburgh, second down, six. They're on the Minnesota 22. Harris is piled up at the 20-yard line. Jim Marshall, young Jeff Seaman from Stanford, the middle linebacker, one of the coming greats of the game. Carl Eller slid over from his left-end position. Now it's a third down and four for the Steelers, and coming on are Poeltl, Terry Brown, and Bob Lertzema in the 14-man huddle. And coming out will be Winston, Hilgenberg, Seaman. They're down four. They'll go for it. There's a slant over the head of Frank Lewis. Trying to get inside position on Wallace. Bradshaw had a bad pass. He threw it too high.
Well, there was super pressure also. Alan Page moving magnificently. Bob Lertzema coming across. Page constantly coming in, forcing a rather off-balance throw.
Yeah, he threw it too high. He really, that was that low shot, that five-man line thing that we're talking about. We got Page, that keeps him from doubling anybody. They're trying to get him with a can't double Page.
37-yard field goal attempt by the leading scorer of the American Conference, Roy Girilla. Bobby Walden is holding. And the kick is up, up, and the kick is no good. Faded to the left on him. Those goalposts were sticking right up there in front of him. It's a gusting wind today. So the Vikings stopped them. We have a timeout. Vikings ball, first down in their 20. Foreman and Osborne behind Fran Tarkenton. And picked up is Chuck Foreman. Coming up, Andy Russell, the elder statesman of the linebackers. Mel Blunt helped him, the right cornerback. Neither team doing much running except that one burst by Rocky Blyer. Minnesota is starting its fourth series. They started from their own 18, from their own 14, from their own 20. Their third series.
They're going into the wind, too, Kurt.
Steelers have had some early chances here. Flag is down. Target is getting away. And just throws the ball out of desperation with that furious rush on him. He was trying to hit Dave Osborne, but a flag was dropped in the Minnesota backfield.
Well, I'll tell you, you're seeing as awesome a rush on both sides as you're going to see. Both teams right now, it's a defensive football game. They have totally taken that offense apart, except for the one play you talked about.
That's a motion penalty against Minnesota. Targeting with a rollout can negate that rush somewhat. They can't just pinpoint on him. And his rolling out and scrambling ability sometimes can be effective against the rush.
I think it's a real tribute to the defense of Pittsburgh when you see them start this early with that kind of a rollout offense, because they're pretty well saying, hey, we don't know if we can handle you on the straight dropback kind of stuff, so we're going to throw some junk at you today.
Also, Don, when they get them going to that outside, as L.C. Greenwood is playing, they're going to try to bust up between Green and Greenwood. They've got to keep L.C. in some way.
Third down and eight for Minnesota. Pittsburgh declined the motion penalty. No score. 4 minutes remaining in the first period. Targeting has attempted six passes, hit on two. Deep sideline pattern. No good. He's out of bounds.
Oh, no good.
Out of bounds, being covered by Andy Russell. The ideal play for Minnesota to get Gilliam on a linebacker.
Well, it's a zone defense, and when you're taking that short zone, the linebacker would have the front position. He takes the first pop. There would be a deep man, and he does a super job, by the way.
Couldn't ask for anything more from a linebacker, D-Row,
right,
because he's right there. Let's see what that foot. That first one's a little bit out, and so is the second one. So he was out all the way.
Only missed by two.
Only by two. Andy Russell covered him really well.
I shied to punt again against the wind. Not too deep. Bounding around in Steeler territory. It'll be dead on the Steeler 48-yard line. And right now, let's go down to Charlie Jones.
Third of program note, the weather turning colder here as the temperature drops. The wind continues to swirl. The weather report, though, is that we will not have any more rain. Next Sunday on NBC, preceding the final round action of the Dean Martin Tucson Open, National Hockey League game will feature the California Seals for the first time on national television against the Blackhawks. Kurt?
Now, Pittsburgh has started on their own 36, their own 37. Minnesota's 44, and now the Steelers 47. They've had excellent position during the entire first period. Blyer playing with shrapnel on his body. Had the Bronze Star and Purple Heart from Vietnam. Hit by Carl Eller first. He slowed him down, then Jeff Wright hopped on top of him. Roger Staubach spent 2 years in Vietnam. And Bob Kelso was killed in action in Vietnam, ex of the Buffalo Bills. His name is on the new county stadium in Buffalo. Bob Curran's suggestion there with the Buffalo Evening News. Pittsburgh on the Minnesota 48. Second down, 5. No score. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Shanklin on a blanker reverse at the 50. You notice the players are slipping today. The late tuners in. It's been raining all morning. Flag is down. Double flag down. Nate Wright refused to let that play get outside of him.
Well, when you see that kind of a play early, it does tell you something. It tells you that it's awfully tough inside. I kind of think, Kurt, they've got to begin to attack right up the middle. Here's the pursuit. Good fake to the outside. Sutherland never did see the handoff.
Al, you remember when Kansas City beat Minnesota in the Super Bowl championship, they used a lot of similar kind of plays, the reverses. They had Otis Slater coming back on the route on the
Frank
outside.
Pitts.
Frank Pitts did the same thing. But Minnesota is a pursuit kind of team. They've depended on their front four a lot the last few years. The linebackers pursue real strong, so if you can usually get around that defensive end, whether it be Eller or Marshall, you've got a pretty good gainer.
The offside penalty against the Vikings. Going to have a measurement. Having long confabs on these penalties.
Well, we're getting a little bit, what you call slow and moving out here today, but it's all right.
Now, $15,000 for the winner, $7,500 for the loser. They want to be right.
I still think they ought to play them all like it was 2 minutes to go with no timeout.
That'd be fun.
Is that the way you play them, Don?
Who knows? It's been so long, I forgot.
Second down and a foot to go. Pittsburgh on the Minnesota 43-yard line. No score, 2:45 remaining in the first period. Delay and then storming through is Harris at the 35. Harris bangs his way inside the 30 to the Minnesota 28. Jim Marshall had to catch it from behind.
Coming right at you. Here's a man that knows how to run. Good move to the inside. They block Keller to the inside.
Good block by Blyer there.
Perfect block.
On Seaman, and he's doing it. Look at Marshall chasing from the other side, Nero.
Now that's great pursuit by the elderly Marshall. Pittsburgh ball, first down on the Viking 29. One scoring chance for the Steelers. They missed a 37-yard field goal. We're approaching 2 minutes to go in the first period. Bradshaw, the bootleg of the 25-20, and he's skipped out of bounds. A very dangerous runner. He's a third running back in the backfield.
I was checking some of these pregame statistics, and his average game per carry is like 5.7, but there's no way that was an option. He was going to run with it from the beginning. Had a good flow. You see him trying to get a direct little traffic there. Skips over right coming up. Lost his balance a little, but he's going to go out of bounds. This is the extra ingredient that a big quarterback has.
He weighs 220 pounds and can move out.
Well, the Steelers have got to get the score now. They've had excellent field position this entire quarter and finally moving out.
That's first ball now. Down to Minnesota 18 with a first down. No score. Late in the first period. Michael Harris stopped maybe for no gain. And it was Doug Sutherland who hit him there. Second down, 10 to go.
It's probably early to say this, but it appears right now that they are trying to attack both Sutherland and Carl Eller. Now, Carl is a very good, experienced player. Maybe they feel like, for some reason or other, that he plays upfield too much. They get inside of him and put more pressure on Sutherland. But at least this first quarter, they've gone in that direction more often than not.
Bradshaw's been ticked off all week and accused of being a dumb player. But I have good football sense, and his teammates say the same. Michael Harris, he was stopped at the 16-yard line as he tried to spin away from Alan Page first, then Wally Hilgenberg wrapped him up.
Jeff Seaman appears to have one major assignment, and that assignment is number 32. Wherever Franco goes, that's where he goes. Now we might watch again this maneuver. Going in with six defensive backs, we'll see the two linebackers coming out. We might look for Larry Brown, number 87.
Harry Brown and Randy Fodel are in. The two men went in. Third down eight. The two outside linebackers came out. This first converted one out of four third down chances. Into the corner it goes, and it's picked away by Jackie Wallace. Jackie Wallace of Arizona on a taxi squad last year. They say you can pick on him, but that was a brilliant play by Wallace of the University of Arizona. And again, Roy Jarrell is coming on for a field goal attempt. This will probably be a 33-yard attempt. Let's see where they spot it up. It's on the 23 of Viking. 33-yard attempt. Second field goal try for the Steelers. They've had the better chances here in the first period with the wind at their back. Slip around here in the artificial surface of the Tulane Stadium. First down for Minnesota. And right now they're leading some cat lives here in the first period. May change when they get the win in the second quarter. Gilliam and Lash are in a slot right. Parkin is throwing most of the time. And he hands it off. And this Pittsburgh defense is tough. Osborne has stopped. Oakland had only 29 yards rushing in the entire game in the championship game of the American Football Conference. That was Mad Dog Dwight White making the stop.
He's been sick all week. We know it. They said he's going to go as far as he possibly can. There's no way when you get this chance to play in the Super Bowl that you're going to miss it.
That's true, especially a guy like Dwight White. Dwight White, there you go. Dwight White, because he's falling.
Kurt Gowdy, Aldi Roganis, Don Meredith, and Charlie Jones take you into the second period. Minnesota did not make 1 yard rushing in the first quarter and 20 yards passing. Pittsburgh had 61 yards rushing, 18 passing, a total of 79 yards. Second down, 9 to go for the Vikings on their 23. No score. Targeting. Rolling away. Under the gun. Flips it quickly out to Chuck Foreman. And there's the man that the Steelers will have to stop this afternoon. He led all the running backs in pro football in per average catching passes.
Chuck Foreman, 53 receptions, 15 touchdowns, 9 by the rush, 6 by the pass, out of the backfield. One of Fran's big plays, and Joe Green is giving him pursuit.
But he's still rolling out to the outside now, and that's, I think, going to be a key there. Didn't make a yard rushing, as Kurt just said, but this the Foreman is, he's a double guy. He can catch it, and he can run with it, too. So we're going to have to see. They've got the win behind him now, Kurt.
Right, Don. First down. Vikings under 35, their first goes down.
A lot of people have criticized Tarkenton throughout his career. 14 years, I guess, he's going through this year. One of the criticisms has been he's too short. Never could play. Get a big defensive, tall defensive line against him. He can't throw over him. Twice today, we've had people knock the ball down. Ernie Holmes is coming in right there.
That's Andy Bauer.
And 35. Let's see who does knock it down. It wasn't Ernie Holmes. I know that.
Okay, first, now second and 10. Again, Fran likes the unusual. Keep your eye on Lambert. He again may try to go straight at him.
At front four, Pittsburgh, Green with 6 foot and a half. Joe Green, 6'4". Holmes, 6'3". White, 6'5". Second down, 10 for the Vikings. Oh, look at that Ernie Holmes. Look at that charge at Holmes on Dave Osborne. He almost tackled the ball, the quarterback, and the runner at the same time.
We're seeing just beautiful defense. Andy Bauer has moves to the inside.
Trying to cut him off, D-Row. They didn't make that cutoff block.
Quick trap did not work.
Old arrowhead.
That's yeah. Old arrowhead. He's got his head, got an arrow right on top of his head. That's been shaved or something. I think he's the most underrated lineman they've got out there. Oh, we've heard a lot about all of them. Ernie Holmes, we've heard about too. But he's going to be in the middle of things all day. Ernie Holmes.
That's why he has his arrow cut in the shape of an arrow for an identity.
That's right. We're all seeking an identity somewhere along the line.
He just got it done. And the ball runs. Third down. Gilliam and Russell, 34, was right in front of him. What a pass rush those Steelers have.
Oh, yeah, that's really going to cause them trouble all day. If they can't run, then they're really in trouble.
The Steelers were number one, 52 sacks. The Rams were second in the league. Little Peppers over here against the sideline as Lambert, Don Gilliam, Glenn Edwards. In punt formation now is Eyescheid. He's been a busy punter today. Backer Lynn Swan, the rookie. Glenn Edwards, double safety for the Steelers. Eyescheid has the wind at his back this period. It's coming to Edwards as a flag drop. He's at the 30, 35. And another flag goes down. A double flag. And that flag started down before Edwards caught the ball.
Yeah, it did.
Pittsburgh does not fair catch. They caught, had only three fair catches all year. They like to run up in a punt and gamble. Well, let's see what this one's about. We just started the second period. There's no score. The Steelers have dominated the statistics. They've tried two field goals. Got one off, missed. Couldn't get the second one off. Didn't cash in on their opportunities in the first period. Minnesota's not had a scoring chance.
Maybe I'm giving too much attention to the weather, but if I have, I thought Pittsburgh outplayed them really heavy in the first quarter, but did not score, which I think is maybe important, because I think the wind will be a factor, and we'll see what happens if Minnesota's got the wind to their back.
This penalty is going against Pittsburgh. The Vikings, Fran Tarkin is on the phone. Jerry Burns is upstairs for the Vikings, the offensive coach.
Son of a preacher, man. There he is.
Franco Harris, what's this all about? Hilgenberg's coming in now to talk to him. We'll get a signal. The personal foul, tripping against the Steelers. And now, for the first time, the Steelers are set back deep in their own territory. They're on their 14. The first down. They've established the running game. They've had 61 yards rushing so far. Bradshaw gives the ball to Franco Harris, and he rumbles around. He's up to the 20. See how he can get outside? When he gathers that momentum, he can accelerate. He's taken out by Jeff Siemens, the middle linebacker.
Part of the attitude must be that they're going to try to get to the outside of Carl Eller.
In a reverse.
That little step and that little roll around got just enough of the flow to the inside to get the big man out.
You saw Winston didn't quite get there either. That was number 60 that came in there. Going around Eller on that outside, but they got the good gain on that first down play.
Now, Don, the Steelers have their kid receivers in. Stallworth on the left, 82. Swan, 88 on the right. And they're both burners. Excellent rookie outside receivers. Steelers are deep. Four excellent receivers. Bradshaw fading. Here it is,
deep, and it's broken
up by Jackie Wallace. He nearly gathered it in, but not quite. But he had Stallworth, the rookie of Alabama A&M, smothered down the sideline.
Kirk, you hit it right on the nose. They did have their speedsters in, but I got to give a lot of credit to this Wallace because he had great position on where that court ball was coming from and the receiver and a defensive back. I am told, and I really do believe, it's one of the most difficult positions to play because there's so many rules that prevent them from getting physical. They've got to play this whole thing out of finesse. He had good position all the way down that time.
All right, the 14-man huddle, they break out of it. Winston, Hilgenberg, and Seaman come out. Harry Brown, Podol in the secondary, and Lurchema to rush the passer.
And the five-man line.
Third down and four. Bradshaw setting up, fires, and it's good to the 31-yard line. Immediately a flag is dropped. Lynn Swan, who catches the ball, he's an acrobatic rookie. Flag has been dropped.
Could be a mask grabbing the face mask, but that flag went down immediately.
An offensive pass interference. You don't see that one too often. He might have pushed off on him. Let's watch it.
One of the things, when they've got the five-man line, they usually got man-to-man coverage back here. You'll see Swan coming up, giving a little push off. He's bigger than right, comes back in, gives himself position. Good call by the official.
Well, I'd have to dispute it, but if you say so,
nobody's
okay.
Perfect. I just, that's where we're talking about the defensive backs. They did a tough job back there, Al, because they can't use those hands. You know, they're really usually looking for them. That time, to me, the offensive receiver did push off with the defensive back. Chew that gum, bud.
It was called on Swan, third down, 14 to go. No score in this game, 13-15 remaining in the first half. Here's a draw play to Flyer. The ball pops through. Who's got it? Looks like the Vikings. Our first turnover.
And a biggie.
Randy Podol on it. Flyer had it top loose, and Randy Podol
going conservative with a draw rather than throw. A play right there. Brocky Blyer fumbles. Can't get the handle on it. Krause misses it. He comes back up. Holder gets it.
Well, Minnesota's ball now. First down. They're on the Pittsburgh 24. First time the Vikings have been in Pittsburgh territory. Marking it. An opportunist. Jack Ham and Lambert hitting Dave Osborne. We're going to pause briefly for station identification. This is the NBC Television Network.
KPRC-TV, Channel 2, Houston.
NBC back with you in New Orleans. Second down 8. Minnesota's ball and a Pittsburgh 22. A bruising defensive battle so far.
And a man that's always in the middle of it is number 27, Glenn Edwards. Run or pass, he's there.
Gilliam is flanked right. Jim Lash to the left. Minnesota's had to move in the air. They fake the draw play. Parking in. Throws a shorty out, and it is incomplete, intended for Chuck Foreman, who had slithered out of the backfield and gone to the sideline. Let's see if Wagner was holding on this one.
He's only pretty good. I don't know what you're going to call that. What they're trying to do is, again, double those two outside receivers. They don't really feel this two Boyd has the speed to tear him up that much down the middle. I think Tarkin was looking for Boyd that time, and they did have him pretty well covered. He had to come back to a secondary receiver, which was Foreman.
He also very much respects that middle of that secondary. He's going to the outside. He's staying away from those two Boyd. They move to the ball extremely well.
Third and 8. Tarkin, under ferocious pressure, has hit only 3 out of 11. The slot left now. Third and 8 for the Vikings. This pass is too high for Chuck Foreman. Down around the 5-yard line. Mike Wagner, the strong safety, was there with him. Fourth and 8. And coming on is Fred Cox, who hit 12 out of 20 field goals this year. And I don't believe Tarkin has looked at many more pass rushes like this one that he's had to go against today.
Yeah, I don't think he's seen that many of them either. You're seeing they're having a little talk here on the sideline, but they were really well covered downfield, and he was still getting a pretty good rush.
All Krause will hold. This will be a 39-yard attempt by Fred Cox. Cox pitches up, and that kick is no good to the right. Pittsburgh has blown 2 scoring opportunities. Minnesota has blown 1. The whole game. The Vikings have been held a 1-yard rushing in this game net. First down. Pittsburgh on their 22. Rocky Blyer, he's carried under right at the 22-yard line. And Jeff Seaman, number 50, quickly brought him down. Second down, 10 for Pittsburgh. Just under 12 minutes remaining in the first half. NBC hopes you're enjoying Super Bowl IX. Steelers had problems with their offense during the first part of the season. But only 7 teams scored more than 300 points this year. In the NFL, the Steelers were 1. They came on strong the latter part of the season. Defense, great all year long. Franco Harris and the Vikings stopped him.
S-60,
Roy Winston, Louisiana State.
The way it's going, Kurt, it may well be the defense of either team that might do the scoring in this game or set up that situation. We saw the fumble earlier. We may see the interception also.
Coming in again are Terry Brown and Randy Poetel in the secondary. Bob Lertzema up front. Hilgenberg, Winston, and Seaman go out. All 3 linebackers. Third down 8 for Pittsburgh. From their 24. Bradshaw quickly. Stallworth. The speedster is brought down. First down and he's 46. Listen, he can shake it.
You bet he can.
Okay, let's look at this from the ground. That's as close as you're going to get to Terry. Bradshaw, very cool, very confident. Put it right where you should put it. This is going to be a great football player, that's Stallworth.
Yeah, he's got the best hands, I'm told, as anybody on the league. I'm told that by Bradshaw, but the guy is a rookie. He was right there at the right spot. A little breaking down end pattern has the best effect of eliminating a good, strong rush. These guys are rushing hard all day. If you can throw it quick over their heads, they're not going to come as fast.
Bradshaw said he was going to set up a little shorter today than usual. He has.